Alrighty. Welcome back. This is Carmine Sarah's in Photography Podcast number 2. And I'm just going to jump right into it. It's kind of what a weird lifestyle being a photographer is. I was shooting a wedding last night, and it was for two people that I've known them forever, for as long as I can remember, really. Maybe not that long, but easily 20 some years. And I saw a lot of people I haven't seen in a long time, a lot of people that I spent a lot of time with when I was a youngster, a little kid. People's parents that I played sports with, the people that got married. I did, a lot of sports activities growing up with them. And, I was at the wedding last night, and there's always that period shooting a wedding or an event where, everybody's sitting down eating, and, you never want to photograph people when they're eating. And it's a good time for me to get my, my vendor meal and to chat with the DJ. And I had a really good conversation with the DJs last night. They were super nice. And traveling up to Pittsburgh, the one thing that I always remember when I come back to Pittsburgh is how nice people are up here. People are very friendly. They all have that same kind of lovable feeling about them, a lovable vibe. And I was talking to them, and I was thinking, I don't know what we were talking about it, but I just said something along the lines of, I still get nervous every time I shoot something, a wedding or a commercial job. I'm like a nervous wreck the night before. I wake up and I'm just nervous. I got butterflies in my stomach, and I started thinking, I'm like, if I didn't have that feeling, what would be the point of going to work? I think I worked a 9-to-5 job for 2 months once. And I just don't even know how to do it. I don't understand it. I don't get the concept of getting up, going to work for 8 hours, and then leaving it there. I don't understand. I woke up this morning. I had to go do something. I had to go pick something up so I could do some editing and sit down. I start doing some editing and some organizing and throw some stuff on hard drives. And it's like second nature. I just do it because I've been doing it for so long. And it's something that whether or not I had a job or not, I probably would have gotten up and edited something or did the same thing, because I never want to know the difference between what I like to do or what I love to do and work. I just want to be the type of person that I do what I love, as far as work, because I don't have the attention span to do anything else. I really don't. At the wedding, the wedding I shot yesterday, we were doing the group shots right after they got married, and right after I got done, cause what I'll do is I'll tell everyone fall in beside the bride and the groom, and then I'll tell them to get out, and then I'll say the parents get in and grandparents get in, and you guys here and you guys there, and wait here because you might want to do. And I started to realize, I'm like, I don't know when it was that I became confident with directing people. And then somebody has to do it. Why not me? And, at some point I learned to be pushy, but not a pushover, and to be, pushy, but not a dick about it. You know what I mean? Be nice about it, but, also don't let people push you around. And, just having that conversation with the DJ last night about, because I know my sister Mia, she's always been kind of an independent contractor, and I guess I have too. I've always had jobs. I've always had restaurant jobs and stuff like that. And that's easy work. You go in, I throw on my headphones, bop to some hip hop music. I was always a really good prep cook because I was good at just throwing on my headphones and working, and But I mean, other than that, like I don't really understand having like a full-time, like a 9-to-5 type job. It just doesn't make any sense to me. But so yeah, just the past couple of days, you know, visiting Pittsburgh has been so weird, and it's so weird because I'm so busy that it's the fact that I'm not a 9-to-5er. It's you got to find the balance between like having like living a life and getting all the work done, because I've had so many jobs. For every job that you have, for every hour that you do on the job or on a set or at a shoot or an event, that's hours of editing. So for as many shoots of or as many jobs as I've booked, I always have to factor in how many hours of editing. And right now it's a lot. It's, you know, a lot, lots of hours of editing. And I'm just trying to get everything organized because I just booked another cool job that's going to be kind of a you know, a consistent weekly type gig. And I'm going to and then I booked a couple other gigs, and going back to Florida tomorrow, and I'm moving into a new place that I don't even have yet. I got to go get one when I get there, and I'm hoping that, you know, hoping that the places that I'm gonna look at, I've been staying in touch with a few people that I'm gonna be able to just go check it out, work out the paperwork, and just move in. I don't want to have to stay with a friend. I don't want to have to stay in a hotel. So it's kind of like a weird transition time right now. I mean, thank God I don't have much tying me down, because I never know where I'm gonna be. Hopefully gonna be heading out to heading abroad next month, actually at the end of this month for a wedding. I'm still waiting to hear back from that. And it's so weird how things work. Like, people always make fun of that, The Secret, that movie The Secret, which I've seen it, thought about it. Doesn't seem to make all that much sense. They did make a couple of cool points, but the one thing that I do think works really well for me, and this is just experience, this isn't an opinion, it's an experience, is I every time it seems as though when I'm writing goals or things that I want to do, it seems as though every time I write them down, they seem to get accomplished way quicker. Like, I get to cross them off. As opposed to a time where I'm just saying something I want to do, or thinking it, or telling other people that I want to do it. It just seems to work so much quicker and better whenever I write it down. And that's like last year, or at the beginning of this year, when I moved back to Florida, I really wanted to get a passport. I really wanted to travel. I really wanted to travel, and I knew that if I got a passport, I just thought that things would happen. So I got the passport. I've already had a chance to use it, and I'm always looking for jobs to book where I can use it more. And you know, because I've been out of the country several times. I was a young kid when I went out of the country. And I never even needed a passport. And then I'm just looking around one day. I'm 31 and I haven't really seen the world. So I'm taking care of that right now. You know, it was something that, here's the thing. All these things that I want to do, I have to be patient, but I have to just do little, you know, like Bob Wiley says, little baby steps, to make these things happen. And I'll tell you what. Every single day I wake up and I think to myself, I better just give it up. I better just go get a 9-to-5 job with a 401k and a water cooler and gossip. I probably should go do that, because I'm gonna, you know, regret it when I'm 80 and I don't have a 401k. And you know, and then a couple hours goes by, and I start talking to some people, and I read something, and I make something. Or edit something, and I'm like, that's never gonna happen. I can't do it. It's not me. I don't even know how to do it. So why even worry about it? And things are always getting better, whether or not I can tell. It's like going, I use like a gym, the gym for an example, or a CrossFit box or whatever it is where you're going to work out. If you're working out with somebody for 3 months straight, you're both going to be looking better after 3 months, but you're not really going to be able to see that much difference. I mean, you might be able to, but not that much. But me, say I see you on day one, but I come back, I leave, I go out of town or whatever, I don't see you again for 90 days. I'm going to be able to see how much different you look. And that's kind of how it is with like any artist, or I hate to say artist, that's so presumptuous, like so cheesy, like artist, it's just a job. I mean, we're not really, I don't really like people who take themselves too seriously. It's that rubs me the wrong way. So I don't want to say that. I just want to say as that's just what I do for a living. But when people tell me that they really like my work, or like at the wedding yesterday, I saw this kid that I haven't seen in a long time, probably 10 years. He's super nice. He came up to me, he said, "Man, I really love your pictures. Specifically, I love your dog portraits." And I mean, when I do a dog portrait, it's just silly. It's not like, I think there was like one or two times where I literally I like rim lit a dog's ears, my dog, and it's just silly. It's silly to me, but other people think it's cool. And so sometimes I have to take a cue from people and learn how to take a compliment and learn how to, say for only a minute, okay, well maybe I'm making better work, and maybe I'm making someone laugh or whatever. And then I go back to critiquing myself. And I was shooting some video the other night of one of my best friends in the world playing guitar. He's an awesome guitar player, songwriter. And every time I would play it back, the audio form, the classic, "Oh my God, that sounds like shit. I don't like, I hate the way my voice sounds." All that stuff, that is the exact reason why people get better as a creator, is or someone that creates new stuff, a songwriter, whatever, because they're their own worst critic. But I think it's cool. I think it's really cool when somebody can be, say, "Oh, that's really good. I really like the way I did that," without being a D-bag about it, with like being humble about it. And I think that's really, really like a good trait. And I'd like to learn how to do that. I don't really have like a set, I don't have a set format for my podcast. I know that I like to keep it at about 20 to 30 minutes, and just kind of talk, and kind of let people know what I'm all about. And it's a good way for me to reflect on what it is that I've been doing, or figure out what it is that I need to be doing. I don't know what I was. Oh, on Friday night when I was shooting video with my friend, the guitar player, I was talking about the album Adele's album 21, and I actually just listened to it. Man, that is such a good album. And I remember I was in working in Pittsburgh, and my sister Mia, she called me up and she was like, "Yo, dude, you got to check out this new Adele album." And I didn't really even know who Adele was. I never heard her first album, 19. And my sister was like, "Yeah, this album's really dope. You got to check it out." So she sent it to me, and I listened to it, and I was like, "Wow, man, this." I was kind of like speechless. I didn't know that somebody could make such a good album in 2011. I didn't even know people made good albums anymore. So like I remember listening to it like a couple times in a row, and being like, "Damn, dude, this is really, really good. I think this may be the best album I've heard. I don't know, maybe ever. It was one of the best albums I've ever heard." And I mean, it re obviously reflected that, with how much, praise it was received. But I remember going into work, and I worked with like a bunch of hipsters in Pittsburgh. It's very hipstery. And I went in there and I told this one dude, I was like, yo, dude, you got to check this album out. And he was like, nah, dude. He's like, Adele? He's like, come on, dude. That girl's a lounge singer. And I'm like, well, she's one badass lounge singer. And I remember this dude, he was a cool dude, I remember thinking like, oh, you know, I know that kind of closed-mindedness. At first I wanted to judge him and be like, dude, you don't know what you're talking about, blah, blah, blah. But I know, I totally understand what it's like to judge without, you know, what do they call it? A contempt prior to investigation. I know exactly what that's like. And I remember I burned him a copy and I was like, you have to check this out. It's popular music at its finest, you know? And I was like, dude, she wrote every one of these songs, co-wrote it with someone except for one. It was a Cure cover. And I was talking to my friend about that album the other night. So, you know, like sometimes you're having a conversation about something and you really need to have like a poet with you because I really must have a low IQ. Like, I've always kind of been like a slow person. You know what I mean? Like I've just, if you start talking to me about like using big words and I'm just not very smart. I've never been a smart person. Now, I can go into an interior lighting situation and know, okay, well, I know this light needs to be here and I can understand, I can figure out a lighting ratio with four speed lights and I can do, and I just get that. It's like the one thing that I get, you know what I mean? Or like when I'm trying to like cut a video or whatever, I just get it. I just understood it and I had to learn, but it was something that it just was like molded to me. I don't know. It was funny because at the wedding last night, the groom came up to me and apparently his mother during their first dance told him while they were dancing that I was ubiquitous. I don't know what that, I just didn't know what that word meant. You know, I'm not afraid to admit that I don't know what that word meant. I mean, I don't know what a lot of words mean. You know, I'm not super educated. So I literally had to go look it up and it said, ever present and always in sight. And my first thought was, man, that's really not a good thing for a wedding photographer to be called. Now, I knew a lot of people at this wedding, so I was, and I'm a hugger. I mean, I'm always hugging people, whether they want to be hugged or not. You know what I mean? Because I think everyone needs a hug. And if they don't need a hug, well, they're shit out of luck because I just hug them anyways. But at first, I was, for a second there, I was like, oh man, that's a bad thing. But is it? I don't know. I don't know if it's a bad thing. It could be, she could have said that in the nicest way possible. She could have said it. Like, you know, maybe I shouldn't have been ever present. But I got all the shots that I needed absolutely yesterday. And when it comes down to it, there's only one person that I'm working for at a wedding, truly, and that's the bride. And as long as I got the picture, the photos that she wanted, you know, that's, you know, everyone else is gonna have to kick rocks because she's in charge. So I have no idea where I just went with that, but for me it feels like therapeutic for me to rant and just to go, and it's somehow I kind of always end up somewhere where I would not have gotten if I wouldn't have just rambled. So I don't know if it works out like to something I was supposed to say or it's just rambling or what. So, but it seems to work out. So. What's the time here? Yeah, so like 19 minutes. So I plan on putting these out a couple times a week, maybe two a week, I think would be pretty good. For me, it's a lot easier to do a podcast or write a blog post or cut a video when I'm working a lot, which gives me a lot of, you know, things to talk about, things to maybe like help, you know, help others and just podcasting in general is a good way to work on communication. And every time I do a podcast, I learn how to do it a little bit more. I actually have never done a podcast with somebody else. So I'm looking forward to doing that. And this new gig that I got, I gotta go in and talk to the guy when I get back to Florida. But it's gonna give me the opportunity to do it's gonna give me the opportunity to write more, to cut more videos, to hopefully podcast, and how and really to communicate with people and how to delegate work. And I look forward to that. I really try and see everything these days as a way for me to grow, as opposed to how I used to think was a way to just get through to a paycheck, which is such a bad way to think about it. Because I remember a couple years ago, maybe 2.5 years ago, I was driving down the road. And I was talking to my friend Andy, and I don't know what, I don't know what, maybe I called him, he called me, I don't know. But he goes, "So what's up, man? You still going to school or whatever?" And I said, "Nah, dude, I dropped out. I would have failed out anyways. I'm a horrible student. I can't read. I mean, if you ask me to read something and comprehend it, it's not gonna happen." And he said to me, he was like, "So what are you gonna do?" And I said, "I just bought another lens for my camera, and I'm gonna start doing that for a living." And I remember he's a super nice person, but I don't even think he, I don't even know if he thought it was possible, because it was just something that I was just like, I guess I just had a gut feeling. And I know a couple other people, you say something, it always gets back to you somehow. And I heard a couple people were like, "Psh, dude, he'll never make it." And they have friends of mine that were saying that I wasn't gonna make it, and I don't think I've made it, but I think I'm making it, and I did it because I love to do it. I never thought of it. I have still never thought of this line of work as a way of making a living or even a good living, because I think as soon as you start thinking that, then you're going to start to lose the passion. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't have to be business smart about it and find new ways of making money. But if you keep doing the things that you want to do to make the money for the reason that you love it, then I think you're good. I think I'll be good. And like this new gig that I'm starting, I'm not taking it because of money. I probably won't end up making a lot of money. I'll make so much more from it than money. The things that I don't even know. I just know that I will, because I'm doing it because it's something that I love and that I think that I'm good at and that I've learned a lot. So hopefully, I'm gonna book this gig coming up at the end of this month. It's supposedly in a really nice place, in somewhere in Mexico. A couple people out, I mentioned it to a couple people because they asked me if I was gonna go see this fish show, and I was like, "I don't know, man. I don't know if I can make it, because I think I'm going to Mexico to shoot a wedding, and I don't really like to ever say anything until it's actually booked and I'm ready to go." But I mean, what are you gonna do? I mean, what, I'll either book it or I won't. It's not, it's not gonna make a big difference. But I'm really looking forward to it, because I look at going and shooting something in a different place as license to shoot new landscape work, which if you're listen to the first podcast, or you follow me on Facebook, or you're friends with me on Facebook or Instagram, I have a sale going on for my landscape prints right now. All Pittsburgh landscape prints are 15% off. Until the Buccos lose, which will be at least another week, because the series is tied at one. So if you have any interest in Pittsburgh prints and you want to get them 15% off, go ahead and message me on Facebook, and I'll cut you a good deal. I can always work out an everybody wins type situation. If I went to high school with you and you have a husband and you have four kids and you say, this is what I can afford, I'm pretty sure that's what you can afford. And I'll tell you if it's something that I can do. If I can't do it for that price, then I'll give you a different print or a smaller one that, like I said, everybody wins. I want everyone, whatever. That's just how it has to be. That's where I'm at. And I'd rather people have something on their wall than not. Yeah, the Buccos are playing at like 4:30 today. Although I'm not a big sports fan, I don't really even like sports. You can't help but be excited about the situation, and it's we come from such a sports-oriented city. To have our team back on top after 21 years is pretty awesome. So just wanted to say thanks for listening, if you are listening, and look forward to another podcast in a couple days when I'll be back in Florida. And I have some cool podcasts planned, trying to get some guests on here, and we'll talk to you soon.